There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Another story we're looking at in detail is about an Irish mother thanking Dubai police for reuniting the family after 6 years. And this is a mother from Ireland. She's thanked Dubai police for their efforts in looking out for her son and reuniting her family. Kate O'Halloran reached out to the authorities after her son became physically and mentally ill in the Emirate. ARN's news desk editor Natasha Thomas joins us from the studio with the details. Afternoon, Natasha.
Afternoon.
So, Natasha, give us some insight into the story behind this family. How did they end up in this situation?
Well, this is quite a heartwarming story of how Dubai police stepped up above and beyond the call of duty to help a family which had basically lost all hope. Kate O'Halloran's son has been living in the UAE since 2007. Now, due to a number of unfortunate circumstances in his life over the last 6 years, he lost his job and went through a period of serious physical and psychological issues. Unfortunately for Kate, she wasn't able to fly to Dubai because of some limitations back home, which were financial in nature, and also because she is the full-time caregiver of a 36-year-old daughter with learning difficulties. Now, Kate finally reached out to Dubai police after she lost contact with her son and became extremely anxious about his well-being. Major General Abdullah Khalifa Al-Mari, who is the Commander-in-Chief of Dubai Police, said they received an emergency call from Kate, who asked them to search for her son and help him because of his poor psychological condition. Now, here, Kate describes what happened when she contacted the authorities for the first time.
I rang the police here, and I was able to give them his address, and they went. They got into the flat and took him to hospital and got him settled, got him some medical treatment. Previously, he had seen a psychiatrist, and, you know, he hadn't the money to follow through on that kind of treatment.
So, Natasha, that's Kate O'Halloran. What did the police do when they saw Kate's son? The moment they saw him?
Well, it seems when they found him in his house, they found that he was lying unconscious. It seems he had fallen down and hit his head and on a table and passed out. He was rushed to Rashid Hospital in Dubai for treatment. And unfortunately for Kate, this was not the first time. A few weeks later, again, she couldn't get in touch with her son. So she had to reach out to the police again. And she says she thought she'd got him into trouble after calling authorities to check on him for a second time.
I had occasion to ring them again in a very, very bad state. And they went out and spoke to him and took him to the police station to talk. And I thought it got him in trouble, you know. But one of them actually said, I think he must have sat with them for about 3 hours just to talk. And they actually, the next day and day after, came out and, checked him to see was he okay.
And, you know, basically, police were taking care of her son for a number of weeks while the family was in Ireland. And finally, they decided, you know, to bring the family here. They knew what situation Kate was in, the fact that, you know, she had a daughter to take care of. Her husband is also on medication. So finally, Dubai police brought the entire family to the Emirate, paying for the tickets and accommodation in a bid to get, you know, her son home and the help he needs. Now, Kate's been here since Friday, and she says she's very grateful to the authorities for taking care of everything so she could see her son.
Well, the police have been at our side. There was one young man in particular, I think his name was Adele or Edel or something, but he worked and there's like a police hub room where they coordinate emergency calls. He worked in there. And he was a star. He was a gentleman among men. He basically communicated with me via WhatsApp and to keep my costs down in contacting the police here. And, I'm so very grateful, in particular to him. But now I've heard that there is a person here in the police headquarters. The person in charge who has been at the back of even this gentleman who was communicating with me, he has been at the back of it, and he was the main behind it all, that put everything in place. And, it's to him that our gratitude is, and to the people of Dubai here.
And you can hear Natasha and Kate O'Halloran's voice, such a stressful time for her family, for her, for her son. And what she's saying is the authorities here went above and beyond what needed to be done. You know, we heard there that the authorities have paid for the whole family to fly out here. They're putting them up in accommodation. They're making sure her son's okay. I mean, what's the plan for the family now? And, you know, it's so unique of the police to do this and the authorities. Is there any idea of what will happen next?
Well, Kate, when I spoke to her this morning, as you said, it was quite heartbreaking to hear, you know, the pain she's been through. And, you know, unfortunately, the family is still on the long road to recovery. It doesn't end here, but at least the first steps have been taken where they have been able to come down here and been able to, you know, support their son. Now, Kate says they're weighing their options and, you know, hoping to get much needed medical help for their son, which could either be here or back home in the UK. As far as Dubai Police is concerned, you know, it's actually an ongoing thing. They do it for a lot of families who get in touch with them for such kind of urgent help. Dubai Police's Commander-in-Chief Abdullah Khalif Al-Mari says it's not the first time his officers have helped reunite families. You know, there have been many such cases where expats have been helped. In fact, we've covered many of those stories on ARN News. And he added that the values of compassion and tenderness are an integral part of the force, and officers played their humanitarian role in helping out this family.
Natasha Thomas, the ARN News Desk Editor. Natasha, thank you so much. That is just such a nice ending to a story that could have been quite sad.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.